Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Neil Haley Show. And I'm excited to welcome to the program Barbara Menino. Barbara, thanks for stopping by. And the topic today we're going to talk about is the power of story through writing and copywriting, because I think that a writer is the first foot in the door in a business for an opportunity. You basically, people are not picking up the phone and calling people anymore. The first impression is through writing. Things that tell us stories. So people want to reach out. So I appreciate you coming by.
Well, I want to tell you, I'm very happy to be here.
So let's kind of talk about your experience level, and then we'll get right into the power of story through writing. We've talked about always the star power of story through words and speaking, but writing, as I said, is one of the most powerful mediums to get people to engage with you.
Totally. Words matter. And I've been at this and honing my craft for more than 25 years. I've done journalism for financial trades. I wrote for Fox Business News, and I've been published an entrepreneur. And I've also done marketing for Fortune 500 companies. And in all of that, and even if you take it back to high school and college, I've been writing stories.
And that's the news is completely stories, right?
The
hottest news story is based on, first of all, what? A hot title, right? A hot subject matter. So like,
you
for example,
it.
Something that when we scroll through Facebook or we scroll through LinkedIn or we go ahead and are reading a newspaper or magazine, the first thing, or see an article online, the first thing we look at is the title of that. What is going to engage us to click on it, right?
Absolutely. Agree totally. That's the real hook that gets a person to read on to that first paragraph, and that too is a hook that gets them to read on to the rest of the piece.
What do you think sometimes business owners and solopreneurs make a mistake on when it comes to copy ad writing, especially let's just talk about just blogs or information on their website? Those are the two key components to the beginning phases. We're not talking about social media. We're not talking about email marketing. We're not talking about our right, even kind of brochures. We're talking about the simple first thing that you see in a business.
For me, I think it's that they become intimidated. And I get that. There was a time when I was daunted by marketing too. But then I had this aha that if I looked to life, if I looked to my life experiences, there was this great connect between life and business. There were lessons to be learned that I could impart to my business, lessons that made what I was talking about relatable to the people who were listening. So my theme is to encourage people to draw on life. And in that way, it makes marketing more natural, not only for them, but for the people who are reading and listening, because they can relate to what the entrepreneur is saying.
The copy of the story, businesses need to tell a story. And if they're not telling a story, people are not going to know, like, and trust them. They're not going to understand them. They're not going to understand if it's just a bunch of words without really telling a story of what this product does or what this company's mission statement is or certain things, people are just not going to be interested in engaging with them and have any trust factor, right?
Absolutely. You know, I recently wrote a chapter for this Business Boost book, and I started with a chapter that I tell with a story that I tell a lot. I've used it at speaking engagements, particularly before people in the moving industry. It was a story about my 84-year-old mother and how she had come or was coming to live with my husband Ross and me, and she was fearful of losing her independence. But at the end of the move day, she sat down, encouraged, an hour-long chat with the four strapping 20-something movers that had moved us in that day, and it quieted her fears. And I knew she was going to be all right. And though it's my personal story, it's a remembrance. It has everything to do with business. Absolutely everything. It showed that company hired well, trained well, and had a heart-centered culture. And beyond that, it was relatable to anyone who had experienced the bittersweet of letting go of something or a place that they loved. So it had impact. And it proved when I spoke to a movers convention that their mantra should be, they move lives, not things. It's well beyond those boxes.
Exactly. And when you think about writing and you think about the story, the hardest part is I've talked about, and like if you're speaking as an organization, it's what your role is and who your audience is. The same thing goes in writing. And the problem is, it's not a one size fits all thing. Marketing's not one size fits all. There are certain things that, hey, you have a specific strategy and specific thing. In writing, it's the same thing. If you're writing for a Fortune 500 company, you're going to write much differently in the way you have things than if you're writing for a niche company that only reaches a specific audience. So that's the challenge that we have as marketers, right? To really understand who they are, what makes them tick, what is that story that's going to get people to engage. There are certain companies, like I'll say Apple, they have a brand story. You know their products are great. You know all these different things, and they use it through the power of story and through their customers loving their product. That Apple, whenever they write something or have something come out, people understand the product's going to be great. It's going to be unbelievable, and it's going to be easy to use. And they have that narrative. But many companies don't have a brand. And hiring someone like Barbara is going to start the process. But you need a copywriter. You need a publicist. You need all these different areas to make it work. Writing is the first tool and the most important tool. Because if you don't have good written materials, when people get to your website, they're going to say, no, thanks. I'm moving on. What is this company about? What's this? So, and that's the power of story. And that's how you want to know your audience and how to reach them, right?
Absolutely. And you said two very key words. You mentioned brand and you mentioned narrative. So you have to create a narrative of very selective details, true details, but selective and beautifully and intentionally woven together to be on brand. You know, the writer's mantra is show, don't tell. And that's an important message for companies to remember, no matter what industry they're in, because what you show people is what you believe. So you can't just say, hey, I provide excellent service. You got to show them. And just like that story with the moving company, you have to illustrate it for them so it hits the mark, it resonates, and it not only captures their minds, but it captures their hearts.
Okay, so the best place we can go right now, where can we go to learn more about you, Barbara?
Well, you can certainly go to my website. I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn, and I do a lot of speaking and some Facebook Lives. So if you keep on the lookout for where I'm going to appear next, you can click on, chime in, and listen to what I have to say about story, something that I believe in intensely.
Well, Barbara, you're fabulous, a great storyteller. And again, people need a copy ad writer on their team. If you don't have the right writer, you don't have a business. I believe that's the first step in the process, because if you cannot explain things of what your company does, what your personal brand does, you're just going nowhere. So thanks again for stopping by.
I want to thank you for having me on your podcast. This has been absolutely wonderful. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.